Blog Talk Radio.
Charles Lee is my wife.
Maureen Lee.
And we are here today on the Turning Point.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen, amen. We just found out today that this is the 944th episode.
And climbing.
Amen. And the thing that's ironic, maybe next time we'll be the 55th, because we were on the last time you guys heard from us, we was on the 933rd episode. Amen.
Amen.
And can you remember the title of our last show, honey?
Baby, I can't remember yesterday right now, but this too shall pass.
Yeah, that sounds like it. This too shall pass. Last time we was on here, we was talking about things about, you know, the way life is changing and how we supposed to look at certain things because God is changing our life right now. We're in a point to where things are getting real difficult in Christians' lives.
Yes.
Because he's letting us know this too shall pass. And while we're waiting on this too to pass, he's also letting us know that it's time for us to move on.
Amen. Amen.
We can't just sit on the stool of do nothing. Right, because we got so much stuff going on around us. But see, God is telling us again, we talked about this a while ago, honey. You remember, God is telling us to put on our spiritual blinders because some stuff is not for us. Amen. And we just taking everything in. We taking everything in. Some stuff is not for us. Okay? And let me read you the translation of the definition of moving on. It says, to go on to a different place, subject, activity, etc., let's put that issue aside and move on. That's what God is saying to us now, you know, saints. He's telling us, whatever we're going through, once you ignite yourself and he puts you in that situation and you start going through it, he needs you to put that to the side because it's going to take care of itself. Amen. We're at a point now in a place where we're starting to worry about things so much. You know, and it's certain things that I used to always say that you can't worry about something that you can't control. Amen? You can't worry about something that you can't control. And believe me, my wife is walking around. She's taking care of business here, and she's on the air with me, but she's nodding her head because we are learning that the hard way, and we're learning it every day because we have situations in our life that take us over. We don't supposed to let situations in our lives take us over. We're supposed to take over the situations. Amen? Anything that happens in our life, we're supposed to take it over. We're supposed to sit back, pray about it. Number one. Okay, that's one thing that we're going to do. We're going to pray about it. Once we pray about it, we're going to ask God in what direction does he need us to go? Amen. See this. Sometimes this takes a lot of the anxiety out of it. It takes a lot of the worrying about it, because right now we're asking for guidance. Okay, so we need to be guided by God. So as we look for the guidance to come from God, like I said, it takes a lot of the anxiety out of the air and out of the situation. Because now, if you notice, we're not doing this on our own. Most people notice when you do things on your own, first off, you got to think about it. You got to think about what you're going to do about it. And with all this comes that anxiety of, oh, my God, I don't, you know, this situation, and sometimes the situation always looks bigger than us. When that situation looks bigger than you, it's time for you to throw your hands up and give it to God. God's grace and mercy will carry you through, just like if you was going on an ocean liner, going to a cruise. You're going to have some rough waters. You're going to have some long days. You're going to have some hot days, especially if you're taking a summer cruise. You're going to have some hot days. But the thing is you're on that boat and you're secure. You're safe. Why things are happening. Because we have a lot of friends right now that are going through a whole lot in their lives. And our answer to them is, like we said, number one, pray about it. But you're moving on. God is taking you through so much right now because he's about ready to try to elevate us. Okay, we've been in this one spot we've been in so long to where now it's time to be elevated. Whenever you start having things happen in your life, and I mean you are a true believer in God and you put your trust in God, when stuff is starting to happen in your life, God is ready to elevate you to another level because this level you're at right now cannot help you to go through what you're going through. So, see, now this is a learning period. So, if you're looking at a place where, how can I put it, because we all are going through so much at this time. And let me remind you again, this is the Turning Point, Purpose Kingdom Network. We're at 944th episode, and the title, subject today, is Moving On. How can I put this? When God is ready to sit you down and start elevating you physically and mentally for your next level that he's ready to bring you on, you start going through things that you never had went through before. And it's not only to say things you never went through before. If you haven't got over the last thing that he put on you for you to go through to go over it, you're going through that again too. Amen? You're going through that again, too. And you know, that's for somebody out there, and it's for a lot of people out there. It's not just for one individual. It's for me, too. If you haven't climbed that level, the last time that he set you down to put you in class, to tell you that, my child, I want to elevate you, I want you to learn, I'm trying to teach you something, and we get so mixed up in the situation controls us, and we don't control the situation, till we repeat that same situation. Over and over and over and over again. So when God sits you down in class, I assume that you need to pay attention. Amen. And like I said, the words that's coming out of my mouth, don't think that they're just for you. Amen. They're not just for you. They're for anybody that's going through out there right now, what they're going through, and wondering why. Why, God? Why am I this? You know, I'm going through this thing. And I went through the same thing last year. You know why? Because you didn't learn from it. So we're looking at, number one, praying about it. Asking God to guide us for, you know, our guidance to go through this situation. And especially if we've been through it before. Because if we've been through it before, our chest shouldn't be so stuck out the way we're over it because we're going through it again. Amen? And to go through something over and over and over again is called repetition.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
So, see, if you haven't learned from what he took you through last time, you're going to keep going through it until you learn. Amen? That's just like, let me give you an example. About me and my wife with our daughters. We're trying to get to a point where we want our daughters to be self-sufficient, and we know they're not going to be 100% self-sufficient, but we want them to back up off us. Amen. Didn't we talk about that?
Yes, we did.
We want them to back up off us because right now God is ushering us into retirement. Okay? And that's a word that's not likely said by anybody. He's ushering us into retirement. Because I tell everybody, I'm waiting. I'll be so glad when it comes. I'm so happy. I can't wait. But see, right now, the days in our lives are going so fast.
Yes, it is.
I'm still working. So, see, you know, I look up, you know, and if you notice, you listen to our radio show, Turning Point, is 8 o'clock. Amen? Because I got to be to work at 11 o'clock. But time is going so fast, but I guarantee you, and I've talked to so many retirees, to where they're sitting around now with nothing to do. Those long days they used to have are real short. All the time they used to have, you know, oh, well, you know, I got to go here, I got to go there. Now they're sitting around and they're trying to make up things to do. But one thing I can tell you, as a man of God and a Christian, and I'm talking to you men out there, if you're working for God 24/7, you're going to find something to do.
That's right.
Amen. It's going to always be something for you to do.
Always.
Because there's somebody always out there in need, just like we are. I mean, you know, you need to hear a word. You need to have somebody pray for you. You know, most of us now, when we retire, you know, and this is part of our moving on, we're looking for prayer groups. You know, we're looking for people we can get together with and praise the Lord together. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always good to get with somebody of like fellowship that wants, you know, they're doing the same thing that you're doing. Amen. You know, you're looking and you're praying. But now, Maureen, because I told him it's the first thing that you have to do when, you know, we had these situations, because I told him we got to take over the situation. The situation can't take us over. And that's what's happening now. We're so overwhelmed.
He's talking to me, y'all, because I get overwhelmed so easily now.
And I was telling him the first thing that we have to do is pray about it. And some people would say, you know, and you've heard all your life, God knows all, you know. No, God knows all, but God wants you to talk to him. God, you know, you got that father, you know, figure that wants to hear how you doing. He know what you're going through, but how you going through it. Amen? What are you doing? How you going through it? God, you know, it's getting hard.
Just be honest with him.
It's getting hard. It's getting hard to a point to where, you know, I just can't, you know. So when God hears this, see, this what moves God, and this what makes him act on whatever you're going through. Because you can't keep saying all your life now, God knows what I'm going through. That's just like if I sit up and, you know, I got my girls, they go out, they buy their houses, they get married, they do this, they do that. Okay, I know what they're going through, but they come short sometimes. They fall short, right?
Yes, they do.
On rent, they fall short. On bills, they fall. And I know they're falling short on it, but I'm not running to them and say, I know here's $200. I know here's $150. If you come to me and you tell me what's going on, that let me know that you done did everything you can do about it, and it's to a point to where, you know, you need some help. That's the same way you do with your Heavenly Father. You know, he knows exactly what's going on with your life, but he don't know what you want him to do about it. I put it that way. He don't know what you want him to do about it. And what was my dad's favorite line, Maureen? When we was to talk to him, he say, have you done what?
All you can.
And that's the same way God is. Have you done everything that you can do? Because I'm the last resort. Amen. And that's the same thing your Heavenly Father is saying. What have you done to rectify this problem? Now, you got your two different types of Christians. Amen. You got the ones that'll sit down and all they will do is pray, because that's what we were told when we was growing up. Pray about it, child. It'll happen. Pray about it. You know, and you pray. You know, if I sit there and the action gives a reaction. If I sit there and put a hot, I ain't gonna say hot. If I put a full pot of water on the stove, we have a gas stove. If I sit there and I just looked at that water, is it gonna boil?
You gotta turn it on.
I gotta turn it on and see. That's what I gotta do with him. I gotta turn him on, okay, to let him know, God, I need you. You know what I need.
But that made me laugh. That's what we need to talk about, activating your faith.
Come on.
That's what you have to turn on. You got to activate that thing. It's either, like, I love the topic because it's like you're dating all over again. You're getting to know your friend, your lover, your dad, whatever you consider God to be in your life. You're getting to know that man.
Sink or swim.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know him.
For
just
yourself.
Like you know your boyfriend, you got to know God for yourself.
I can't tell
you about my husband because your husband is different. But I can tell you about mine. And that's the same relationship you got to have with the Father. You got to know him. You got to talk to him. You got to get in sync with what he desires for your life. Because you have to activate that thing. Go on that first date with him. Go in your closet and just meditate. Talk to him.
Yeah, because what you used to tell me all the time, he's a what? He's a jealous guy.
He's very jealous.
So if you're not spending that personal time with him, how he going to know that's your voice?
Amen.
That's just like your baby. When your baby is born, you know, and the mother nurtures the baby and the baby's around the mother all the time, that baby knows that mother's voice. And that's ironic because I'm not a mother. But I have a granddaughter that she's around us a lot. And when she hears my voice, I'll come in from work in the morning, and I tell Maureen, I try to whisper and be crying, but as soon as she hears my voice, she sits up in the bed. She don't start crying. She sits up in the bed, and she look for me. And as soon as she see me, she'll lay back down, because she know it's okay now. I done seen Pop-Pop. All right? But let me give you all a quick definition of what happens when you don't activate your faith, and you just try to sit around and wait for things to happen. Now, you've heard of a lot of people in your life that drowned.
Mm-hmm.
They drown in water, they, you know, big water, small waters, pools.
Drown in debt.
Right. But I was saying that to say this, and I was told this as a little boy, because I used to be so afraid of water, because at the age of, more than 13, my brother threw me in 12 feet of water. I ain't not swim. But when I got down in that water, I went to the bottom, and God said, either you're going to push up off this bottom down here, or you're going to stay here. You're going to die. So what I'm saying is, when people fall in water, they don't drown because they fall in the water. They drown because they stay in the water. That's the action I'm telling you about. Take that action. Now you're drowning in your situations. You know why? Because you're sitting in them. You're not trying to get up. You're not trying to see a solution. You're not praying about it. Okay? Because sometimes situations will overwhelm you. And I'm going to tell you, you know, from experience, we've been there. Where it overwhelms you, you don't even think about praying about it. Okay, because the world has already told you, we done been through this, and I don't know how you going to get out of it. You know, ain't no situations, I mean situations with your kids, with your husband, you know. Believe me, it's somebody out there that went through what you've been through already and came out pure as gold. Amen? Pray about it. Ask for God's guidance. And number three is, now it's time to take action. Okay, we got to get this thing moving.
But you know what's funny? Like, me and my husband and I just took the kids to Golden Corral a couple days ago. And me and this woman, her name is Michelle, we were cross-the-back neighbors.
Yeah.
And Georgiana Road and 19th Street. Oh, my, I took us back. But she seen me, and I'm not good with people. So she kept staring. She came over and asked me. She said, Maureen, and I didn't get who she was until she started talking to me. But I remember her mom, and the husbands met each other. We was talking, and they're in the church, and we in the church, and we're fellowshipping, talking. We had just having chat and chew at this time. But the way, it's like how God puts you in a certain place. That's how he do with you.
Yep. Predestination.
You might be going through something. He puts you in that situation.
For a certain reason.
For a certain reason.
Yes.
Maybe he wanted you to get closer to him. You need to, like, that's why it's very important you activate that faith.
Yeah, and you have to examine what you're going through because, see, if that's the only way God can get you to activate your faith, he'll do it. God will put your back against the wall and say, I want you to think. You've been through this before. Amen? Why are you still going through this? You know why? Because you're not listening to me.
You didn't come out the way he wanted you to last time.
Come on, say it.
You always, when you go through something over and over again, it's because you didn't learn the first time.
Amen.
If you keep going through the same type of men, that's the same type of man you want to keep going.
What happens when you fail your driver's test? You got to take it over again, huh?
Yup.
You got to keep on going until you pass it.
Yup, life is the same way. God has said, okay, you still didn't learn from that mistake, so hear that mistake again. He keep taking you out of the situation, you put yourself back in.
But see, let me tell you something, honey. when you get in these situations, that's why I tell people, and I tell us too, because we went through it, you have to settle down. You have to get that anxiety out you, that rush, 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 because, see, once you get that out of you, then you start taking better opportunities, you'll make better decisions, because I tell people, life or death lies in the tongue, but life or death is one decision away, too. Failure and succeeding is one decision away. Now, here, I want to read this from last time in 2 Corinthians 12, 9, and 10. I love this. It says, but he said to me, my grace is what?
Sufficient
for you. For my power is made perfect in, not strong, not strength, but power is perfect in
weakness.
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest where? On me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, and in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Let me say that again, because that was a mouthful, and I don't think everybody heard exactly what it said and what it meant, because right now, a lot of people are going through something, and they need this scripture. I want you to put this scripture and highlight it in your Bible. Write it down if you have a pencil right now with you. It's 2 Corinthians 12, 9, and 10. Mm-hmm. And this is in the NIV. It says, but he said to me, my grace, not your grace, not your friends, not the people on your job. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. So you don't need to be going nowhere else asking somebody how to get out of this situation because they're married like you are. Or they went through the same situation. Because, see, God is putting you in that situation, maybe not for the same reason they were in it. Amen?
Come on.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power. See, the word has power. Your faith has power. He says, my power is made perfect in, not when you just hit the lottery, not when somebody just gave you $40,000 or $30,000, but when you're going through what you're going through. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, therefore, I will boast, talking about you, all the more gladly about my weakness. Because you're letting people know, you know, what I'm going through right now, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In this, God is perfecting me. He's perfecting me in this situation. So, see, I don't call it, oh, woe is me, I'm going through this, because I know this is for a reason. Amen? So then, that Christ's power may rest on me. Okay, see, now, here come my help. Here come my help. Because, see, the whole time I was going through, I thought it was just me. All right? But now I hear, Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weakness. Because, see, right now, I know something already happened. You ever see, you know, when you're anxious about something, you say, yeah, this thing about ready to blow up. This thing, you know, I'm about ready to get what I need right now because, see, I am so weak that I can't be strong. But, see, God is right there. He's building me up. He's standing beside me letting me know, look, I don't care what you're going through. I'm putting you through this, so I know how you're going to come out. That's the reason I'm putting you through it.
And then he makes me see. God has jokes, like you telling y'all. He be ready for you to throw in that white towel and just give it up and give it to him.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
You have
a choice.
God is
right
a God
or
of
wrong.
Choices. He's a God of choices.
If you're really getting tired of a situation, give it to him. All of it.
That's right.
That husband, that child, that job, that car, that finances,
all
the hot flashes.
Of it. Yeah, give it all to him.
Talk to him.
Give him the hot flashes.
Amen. I'm giving it to him.
Because he knows about
I'm
all.
I'm giving it to him.
He's omnipresent. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. But this is the part that gets me about this verse right here. That's why I want you to write it down, because in one of these things we're going through, amen? He said, I delight in weakness, in insults. How many of you going through insults? How many of you being talked about on your job or on your block? How many of you be talking about your girlfriend?
I've been talked about in my own family.
How many of you being talked about in your house?
Come on,
step out now. I mean, you know, if it's tight, it's right. And if I'm stepping on your feet, say ouch. Amen. Some of you being insulted in your households. Amen.
Keep talking. Come on.
He says insults, and then hardships. How many going through hardships?
Come on.
How many people just lost their job? How many people don't even know when they're going to get a job? How many people don't know where their next meal coming from?
Come on.
Amen. How many people are sitting up and they just repossessed your car? God is saying, okay, you got comfortable in that car. I'm going to put you on your feet. Okay, I need you know what? One thing about being on your feet, you be able to walk into more people and talk to them. But in that car, you think you're so high and mighty, you driving around, you ain't even stopped when you seen a person on the corner with no shoes, didn't have nothing to eat. But now when you walk past them,
talk about
you're about just as low as they are. Amen? You're on the ground just like they are.
Come
you're not
on.
Riding in that Mercedes, that Lexus, that BMW that you had because God had made sure he took it from you because he got your attention. Didn't he get your attention when he took it?
Yes, he did.
Now you're calling your friends. You're talking to them more. You're going through this certain phase in your life where you need somebody. Nobody needs you. You need somebody. And he says, in persecution, we got so many of them right now where I work at. They in jail. They keep everybody say they never did it. They didn't do it. They innocent. People are innocent in and out of jail. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it. So who did it? Persecution. You can be persecuted by, just like my wife said, about your family members. We told you last time on the passing of my dad, I went through so much with my family members, it didn't make sense. You see a whole different side of people when death comes. Amen? A whole different side. I mean, I was treated like I was never a child of the family. But it was okay, though. You know why? Because, see, my father in heaven stood there with me the whole time and said, I am glad and well pleased with what you have done because you did what I told you to do. Me and my wife never did no funeral before. We never planned no funeral, but we went on faith. We went on the same, sometimes you can go to the old familiar. That's what I tell my wife. You go back to the old familiar. We went back to the same people that buried my mother. They jumped right in. Okay, we got this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But see, they couldn't jump in with their family. That family came out of left field. Tried to throw us out at home plate, but God said you're safe. So I'm trying to let you know now, we all going to be persecuted for his name's sake. Amen? You walk around and say, Jesus, if you want to, anything not going to happen to you. Somebody told you wrong. You've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. But it says hardships, persecution, and difficulties. Now he letting you know, because see, I got you this way for a reason. The reason I got you like this is because I want you to raise your head up and I want you to praise me. Don't praise yourself. Don't praise that house I bought you. Don't start boasting on that car I bought you. Because for when I am weak, that's me, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because you ever give a testimony about something you went through and it helped somebody else? That's an example that when I am weak, I am strong. Because right now, I just show somebody that God is able to do any and everything. He can. The only thing God can't do is fail. He will never fail your life. So, see, we have to know and believe in it's time for us to move on, saints. And like I said again, this is the 944th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with the Turning Point with Moving On. If you have a comment, if you had a question, or if you just want to just listen, the number is 319-527-6091. Amen? And now we're at that point where it's number three, we're taking action. Now, we weren't not taking action when we first started number one praying about it because we did get up off that couch. You know what I mean? Get up out that bed, whatever you did, we start praying about it. But now we're taking action on what God has told us. Amen?
Amen. But that's the thing. You got to take action. You got to take action by activating that faith in every situation in your life. Even like with me and Charles, we have to activate our relationship again. We have to have our date nights again. We have to do things to keep keep love alive. And that's what y'all don't realize. You have to activate your relationship with God to keep him, to let him know your voice. He don't know you if you're not talking to him. You only talk to him when bad times hit. How about when good times hit? God, I just want to tell you I love you. You're so worthy, Lord God. I just give you all of me, God. I just thank you. I thank you for grace. I thank you for trouble. I thank you for worry. I just thank you, God. When good times are here. So when bad times hit, it ain't no big thing that you're talking to him again. Because you talk to him regardless.
Amen, amen. And number four, while we're going through all this, let's keep the lines of communication open. Amen. Let's don't just pray this one day.
Come on.
Let's pray every day. You know, it's almost like storing up your prayers. You know, you know a squirrel in the wintertime gathers nuts, and they just put them up in a tree, and they save them, save them, save them. You know, so you can always reach back in hard times. Amen? So we need to stay prayed up, and we need to have... I know some of you are not going to like this, but I mean, you know, my wife's favorite line is, we use all the time, it is what it is. You have to step yourself away from these negative people. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you're not at a point right now in your life that you can have people like that around you.
Yeah.
Because, see, all they're doing is pulling you down.
We just told our daughter the same thing. She has a habit of giving to everybody.
She's a giver.
And think they're going to give it back to her. It don't happen like that. When you need it, they not going to have it for you. Trust and believe.
Well, the word always tell you, you know, first, like I tell my daughters all the time, take care of home. Even when I was growing, when they were growing up, they always noticed that anybody that we helped, we took nothing from our house. Amen. We made sure the household was covered. While the household being covered, that means you can afford to step out and help this person or help that person. You know, and the crazy thing is, people, how can I say this? People see you sometime and look around you and they just think, you know, the way that you live is, you know, so conducive to, you know, these people got it. You know what I mean? These people got it because look, they got, you know, they got this, they got cars, they got houses, but you know what? His grace carried a multitude. His grace said up there, we've done so much. And this used to be an army model. I used to tell my wife all the time, I used to say it. But I told her, I said, this is a faith model too. And this is the way God wants you to look to other people. We've done so much with so little for so long, they think we can do everything with nothing. So see, the way that God blesses us, we can't explain to these people. You just got to get on board because this ride is good.
Yeah.
Okay? So we can't explain to you about all the grace and the mercy and the blessings and the miracles that we get, but we just letting you know that we've done so much with so less that people look at you now and figure you don't need nothing. Yes, we do. Even bishops, pastors, elders, anybody else. They need a word from the Lord. They need to hear how well they're doing. They need to hear that, you know what, Pastor, I don't care what they say, you are sticking to what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as long as you're sticking in there, I'm sticking in there with you.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't get that because, see, I heard, what was the other day we heard about T.D. Jakes when he was saying, and it was so funny. My wife was, she wondered why I was laughing while I was watching the show. T.D. Jakes said, I get so tired of people coming up to me, telling me, I want your anointing. Give me your anointing. You know, he said, I pat myself with my handkerchief, and I throw it down, and they grab it, grabbing the audience. I want that anointing. He said, okay, well, do you want everything that come with that anointing? He said, do you want when I was thrown out in the streets? Do you want when some of my family members was on drugs? Do you want... The jail time I did, do you want? He said, that comes with the anointing. You can't have that without the anointing. He said, you got to go through what I went through. That's why people don't realize to ask for all these anointings and these blessings, it comes with more than just give me that anointing.
Huh?
I want to be rich. I want to be well known. Do you know how many people be drugged through the mud before they get a good word, before they even get a church? You you know, you see these mega churches all over the United States, but do you know what these people went through to get it?
Come on.
Do you know that they had some days where they didn't know where their food was coming from? And when I was talking about that earlier, I was talking about them too. They didn't know where their food was coming from. But you know what? They hung in there because God made them a promise. God said, you elevate me, I will elevate you to a point to where you can go out and you can give my word and people will listen to you. People will stop what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. They could be looking at TVs. They could be washing their cars. But when I give you that word and it comes out your mouth, it's going to freeze people. People are going to sit and listen and say, oh, my God, that's the word I was looking for today. So I told my wife, and she knows, and most people that know us go, we don't go by titles. The highest title you can hold is a child of God. That's the highest title you can hold. Because you know how many pastors and elders, you know, that went on? So it's not that great a thing to have a title. The greatest thing you can do is put the word of God out the way he told you to put it out. Untainted. Don't talk with it. Don't change no words.
Yeah.
Put it out the way he said. This Sunday, if you're sitting around and you're looking for a place to worship, I suggest, and we suggest, my wife suggests, that you check our church out over on 4700 Wissahickon Avenue, building in Sunday. That's the location for Bethel Deliverance Ministries. Amen. And the pastor is Pastor Baroness and Greg mm-hmm. Martin. Amen. And I mean, if you want to go hear a word, and you in between, you know, because that's our saying, Maureen, we in between churches. Okay, just like people say we're in between jobs. No, what's happening is we confused, okay? Because one thing I learned as, you know, even to be coming up to get the title of an elder is sometimes you're not going to always like what is being said in the church, and you may not like the person that's saying it to you, but that's where you're supposed to be. You sit there, as long as you're getting fed the word like you're mm-hmm. supposed to, you sit there and get that word. But I had a seasoned pastor tell us what, Maureen?
Don't go
where you tolerate it.
Go
where you celebrate it. Amen? And see, that's the same thing when Christ was walking down here. Christ went in, he went in all places. A lot of times he wasn't wanted. He wasn't welcome. But once they seen his presence and heard his word, it was like, oh, we've been waiting for you a long time, Master.
Mm-hmm.
So every church you go to, you might not like the way the pastor dress. You might not like the way his wife dress. But see, what you have to do is sit down and listen for that word.
The word.
Once that word come out of his mouth, it should convict you or it should teach you. And if it's not doing neither one of them, you need to keep it moving.
Go to the next. Yeah.
Amen. Because see, days are short. Things are rolling on. I mean, time is not waiting for no man or woman. We have to get what we have to get. I don't care, you know, if you're trying to look for a church that's big. If you're trying to look for a church that's small, because God can bring the word through any of them. Any of them. So I mean, when you out there searching for a church, make sure that church fulfills your spirit.
Yup, it has to.
It has to fulfill your spirit when you get there. Amen? And you have to be learning from that church. And sometimes mega churches is mainly for vision. Amen? You know how big the church is, because my wife will tell you, it's a couple churches that we never even could get close to the pastor, the head pastor. You had to go through 15 other pastors and 19 deacons, you know, and 700 members.
Making an appointment.
Yeah, but the thing is, see, we're on a personal basis with God. When situations start happening, we get down. We know how to bend our knees. Amen.
If you don't want to bend your knees, lay prostrate and wait until you get an answer.
Amen, amen. What the woman say with the
I'm
issue of
love?
I'm not
going to let go until you bless me.
Amen.
I'm not letting go until you give me an answer.
I need to know.
I need to know. I need to hear from you. I'm going to stay right here at your feet.
Until
I hear from you.
And here's another one. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. See, these are the verses that you have to put down, and I'm going to tell you again, it's John 16:33. These are the verses that you have to put down, so when you're going through, God letting you know that I tell you these things so you can find peace in me. Because
mm-hmm.
you're not finding no peace in the world.
You're not.
That's the way I got it made up. I need turmoil. I need to get you out your house. I need to get you out that car. I need to get you out that man's face that you don't know or that woman's face and come to me. So the world is not going to have peace. But he says, so I have told you these things that you might find you may have peace in this world. Now, this is God's words. In this world, you will have trouble. So see, you think there's something new? There's something new you're going through? He's telling you, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. He's telling you, you know, and to the new words now, you know, take heart means just chill out. Keep it cool. Chill out. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Okay. This is something that you worried about. I've been through this. All right, and I'm trying to tell you, you ever have somebody, you sitting there watching a movie with somebody and they're trying to tell you how it ends?
Can't stand people like that.
God's already telling you, I have overcome the world. I ain't going to tell you how it ends, but I'm letting you know that you are victors. You are overcomers. You are more than overcomers because I've been through this. All you got to do is follow my guidance. Amen? But when we talk about keeping the line of communication over morning, a lot of people think we mean going to church once a month or just every Sunday. A lot of times,
like what we tell them, I might not go to our church every Sunday, but my husband and I have worship in our house.
Amen.
Because some Sundays he don't get in until after 9, after 8:30. After being up all night, and he'll say, I'm going to go to church, and he'll sit in the chair and drift off and fall right to sleep.
And you know what? Here's one in Luke that lets you know exactly. And see, these things was written so long ago, but they're relevant to the day. What'd that tell you?
Same God back then.
Same God now.
Yep.
Luke 12:25-26. You got to hear this, honey. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? He telling you what? Did somebody tell you something different?
Like, what that worrying going to get you? It's going to take an hour from it.
Amen. Amen. But he say, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? God is telling you, I'm letting you know, because I used to tell people all the time, worrying is a sin. And I'm still dealing with it. Amen? Worrying is a sin. Like I said, I'm dealing with it every day now, because I told my wife in 2019 that I'm not going to let a lot of things, I say me, but I mean us, worry us. And that goes all the way down to the kids. Sometimes they got to go through what they're going through to know that you're growing up. We did. We were walking around. I didn't have a car when me and Maureen first met. I was walking around with a shopping cart, pulling groceries. No, car was gone, so we didn't grocery shop with the car. You remember grocery shopping with that car?
No.
Okay. But we had a grocery cart one day. I remember I was taking it home. We had so much food in the grocery cart, the wheel broke off. You remember? The wheel broke off.
Right on Wayne Avenue.
On Wayne Avenue. The wheel broke off, and I called for a cab. I picked the grocery cart and put it in the cab, and I think one of the girls walked with me. The rest of them got in the cab
Chrissy.
With you. Yeah. Chrissy never left my side, so she walked with me, and the other girls were putting the cab.
That's my needy baby.
Yeah, she needy all the time.
But she mad right now because her sister, she loaned her nephew and sister some money. Now they don't want to give it to her. She need it.
Yeah, but the thing is, again, I told her, never take from your household. See, this is the situation. When the situation take you over, because you get so deep in the situation, you can't see the door out. All you see is, just like they was telling you about my daughter, she's a helper. Okay? Sometimes the song says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I change that word to say, sometimes you got to help yourself. okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you notice at the end of the day, you can help everybody. But when you need $10 or a word of encouragement, nobody is around. Amen. So that's why my wife sees sometimes people be calling. I don't even going to answer the phone. I'll talk to you later. You know why? Because I know what you want.
Yeah, we know what Christy wants.
No, I ain't talking about her. I ain't talking about my daughter. And I'll tell her, too. I get the situations times I let her know. You know what? If you had a deal, like I said last time, and duck something and put it to the side, you always got to save. Because if you don't save, people, you're going to help everybody. I mean, it's going to look good on your helping record. You're going to help everybody. This person, you help them pay this bill. You help this person pay that. But now, situations come where my wife know, even right now, the city of Philadelphia is having trouble with their finance.
Yeah, and they still having trouble.
They having trouble with their finance. Some people are not getting no checks. Some people are getting shorted $500, $600, $700, $800 to $1,000. But you know the thing is, faith. By faith, we will get past all this. Amen? By faith, we will get past all this. But this is the turning point. Purpose Kingdom Network, and our title today was Moving On. But we so elated with this title that if this did something to you today and you are where you're at to a point to where you don't know Christ for yourself as your own personal Savior, we ask him that you just accept him today in your heart and let him know that I know you're the way, you're the truth and the light, you're my mm-hmm. personal Savior. Amen. So once you do that, you could call the radio show, and we gave you the number, 319-527-6091. Call the radio show. We have shows every night. Call them and let them know, you know, I was listening to the Turning Point the other day with Charles and Maureen, and I accepted Christ in my life, and I just wanted to tell somebody. You know, I live alone, but I wanted to tell somebody that, you know, he's my one and all now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's my Alpha, he's my Omega. Amen. And then when you do that, we want you to get to that point to where we want you to go find four walls. Because, see, Purpose Kingdom, not four walls. We are wavelengths. Amen. You go find you four walls and go in a preaching, teaching church. They're going to teach you about God, teach you about the love of God, teach you about how God gave his only begotten son for you. Amen. And once you learn that, then you're going to learn the love of Christ. Because, see, we as Christians, we supposed to have the love of Christ. We all still working on that because we go through. Amen. But we want you to get to a point to where your back is against the wall. Throw your hands up and say, God, for God I live and for God I die.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to get to that point to where we can learn to love our neighbors and love our family like that, because right now, in somebody's family right now, they're looking for a hug, they're looking for a word of encouragement that I love you, you know, and that will change a lot of the nastiness that's coming in them, because see, when we see people in our family come like that, that's not of God. Amen. So we need to really, really look at the whole situation. We need to take the situation. The situation don't need to take us over. Amen. And when we get to a point to where we can do that and mean it from our heart, because, see, God knows the heart. He knows if it's deceitful, you know, if you're playing games, you know what I mean? See, the devil can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Devil just going in one, I mean, he's one track.
But God knows your heart.
And so we want to keep your heart to that angle where you're going to pureness. You know, nobody's heart is pure. But we want you to keep moving in that direction to where when you see somebody, and this is a way, a phrase that my wife knows. I tell all my coworkers, and I had one recently come back and tell me, said, Mr. Lee, you told me this 3 years ago, and it's still sticking in my head. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you work for the city of Philadelphia? I said, you're a corrections officer. He said, yeah. I said, but are you a corrections officer, or do you work for sanitation? And he said, what you mean? I said, I just watched you get in an argument with somebody that they weren't even talking about you in an argument, but they came at you, and what you did, you collected their trash.
Yeah.
Amen? I said, so see, he said, well, Mr. Lee, how do I have somebody come at me like that, and how do I get around that thing? I said, well, they can come, and they can blur it out because it's not about you. They can come and blurt out and yell and scream, and you tell them, you have a nice day. Say, God bless you. You have a nice day. And you keep
picking up
the mail. And you keep it moving. Because, see, once you get to be a trash collector, and we're talking about a lot of people, and I'm going to throw my daughter in there, that's when you start feeling depressed. Because, see, now you took on somebody else's problems. They weren't even your problems. You took on somebody else's problems. So along with that come depression and everything else. Amen? So let's stop being trash collectors, okay? Let's stop being trash collectors, and let's let people keep their trash until they can get it somewhere and throw it in the sea of unforgiveness. Amen? And at this time, we want to see if we have any announcements. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. We do have announcements, and real quickly, I'll go through the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you joining us for tonight's broadcast, whether you're joining us via phone or via online. We thank you so much for your support with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can comment at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Of course, any correspondence, we're happy with that. Also, we have very different forms of media where you can go to Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Also, like us on our Facebook page where you can see our advertisements and some of our upcoming shows. We greatly appreciate those that do that. And, if you have an iPhone, you can. There's a Purple Podcast app where you can just go ahead and like us there on that podcast app, and you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Also, you can hear any of our past or previous broadcasts at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can listen to that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for that and for your support with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you're doing a small evening at the 9 p.m. hour for PKN Newsroom. And that's going to be the PKN Newsroom anchored by our very own sister, Adrienne Misunderstanding Allen. Don't forget to join us at 9 p.m. tomorrow at Purpose Kingdom Network for the PKM Newsroom. And if you need any additional guidance or you're searching for guidance, please feel free to go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can just type in Purpose Kingdom, where you can hear our morning walk for our morning inspirational word of inspiration. We thank you so much. We thank you for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom. I can't say that enough. And we thank you from the many countries and the many places that you sit and invite us into your living room while we minister to the people. We thank you so much, and Elder Charles and Reverend Lee, show is back in your hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him, praise him.
Praise the Lord.
He could just say Maureen. It was okay.
All righty then.
All right. Do we have any callers or anyone on, Brother Rob?
Right now, we don't have any callers.
Okay.
Okay, praise the Lord.
She said, I'm trying to call.
Praise the Lord. We remind you again that this is the 944th episode. Subject is moving on, and that's so prevalent in life now. We have to move on.
Let's go.
That's just like if you fall down on the sidewalk, skin your knee, are you going, you know, and it's nothing broke, are you going to stand there and wait for an ambulance, or are you going to get up and lick your wounds and move on? That's what's happening in our lives now. God is teaching us, and a lot of times, even when I was a young minister, they told me, a lot of times chestation does not feel good.
It really don't.
It don't feel good.
Because I feel like, I told Charles, I told Pastor Toy, sometimes I feel like I'm being chastised all because of that darn Eve.
Hey, look, that's another show. But the thing is we have to look and settle down now with the situations that are happening around us, because once you get excited, and I know I'm talking from experience, my wife will tell you, I get mad, upset, I forget anything that's going on around, I get tunnel vision. So, you know, I'm learning now in 2019 to where people say, well, you're getting so calm, you know, because it's not necessary. Why get my blood pressure up?
And it's these herbal pills called Happy Trail that really works for him.
Yeah, but I don't take them all the time.
Not all the time, man.
I don't take them all the time. I got, like I said, I'm leaning on, you know, on my God every word.
You got to.
He already told me that he got this and it's going to come out in my favor.
And I also want to let everybody know, too.
Yes, that my wife is on, what's that, Facebook now. She's selling jewelry, paparazzi jewelry. She's a paparazzi jewelry independent consultant. Her motto is, you can also find me on Facebook, but the motto for Blessed by Bling, that's the name of her little company now, Blessed by Bling. Jewelry with your pocketbook in mind. Everything is $5. $5. I mean, I'm talking, you know, that's less than a pack of cigarettes. That's less than a cheesesteak platter.
They ask somebody.
$5. And the jewelry is lead-free, nickel-free.
Lead-free.
Amen.
Won't turn you green.
Won't turn your neck and finger green.
But I just would like everybody to participate and help me sell some jewelry. That's my new income. Since nobody wanted to hire me, God blessed me with a way to make extra money so I can pay my 10% tithe. So when I start making some money, I can really get to, you know, paying my tithe.
And you
so
know what
I need
happened?
Y'all help.
You know what that happened? Because you did just what you said here. You prayed about it.
Yup.
You asked God's guidance.
Yep. And it was given to me.
You
like,
took action.
I sure did.
And now you're keeping the line of communications open.
And I have to. Because I was asking God, like, Charles having trouble with his paycheck. And I'm like, God, I need an income. I need some, you know, to help somebody. I need to help my husband. And he blessed me with a friend, said, you like jewelry? Check this girl out. She's on live now. And it's the jewelry you like. And I've been going to, y'all know how Burlington is with their costume jewelry. At Target, they all got costume jewelry, Walmart. And I don't get the dollar something jewelry. I'd be paying $15 for costume jewelry that I could pay
$5
for. You
pay $15, I pay more.
You know, so I thank God for a business that I can thank God it's mine, and I can make extra money, and y'all can do the same.
And see, that's a word for somebody out there, because right now you're worrying about what you're gonna do, because you have no income. So you can get it through the radio station.
Yep, and just inbox me. I'll give you some information if it's something you would want to do.
Amen.
And that's a public announcement. Okay, thank
Amen.
You, God, for an opportunity.
Because a lot of times, you know, like I told my wife, when you get to a certain age, and you know, it's a fact.
Of life.
When you get to a certain age, people are not looking for people in your age group.
Nope.
Amen. So, you know, if they're not looking for people in your age group, they're not going to hire you. I don't care how many applications you put out. So sometimes you have to do your own thing. Amen. And if that's what God has for you, God will bless you with it. He will bless you in that area, you know, where you can stop worrying about finances. But when you start that company up, like my wife said, and you start making that money, pay that 10%. Because, see, in the Bank of Christ, you know, we gotta put the money back.
Amen.
You know.
And
but,
he already been blessed, and I got a show to do on the 28th. Was it the
29th?
At Celestial. World Ministries Church.
Amen.
So I thank God for that.
And see, what we're doing, we're looking at certain situations now. We're trying to take control of these situations so we can move on.
Amen.
Okay.
Activating my faith.
And the only way you can activate your faith is to act on it. Because I remember, like I tell my wife, when we was growing up, people sit around, they say, pray, 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 pray. But how the song go?
Prayer is also an action word.
God said, you know, I'm trying to remember how the song go. Jesus don't move my mountain, just give me the strength to climb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, climbing is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't move my mountain, just give me the strength to climb. You know, so see, that's what I'm telling you saints out here. We got to do today, and like I said, this is a word for me too. That's what we got to do today. We have to get active. We got to activate. People see us moving, then they'll start moving.
Amen.
Amen. Because, see, one thing I learned a long time ago, God is better. He can hit a moving target. Because if you're moving, the blessing won't knock you down. It'll just shake you up. But if you're standing still, you may not get all the blessing. Amen. Because you got to be in certain places. I learned that a long time ago. sometimes if you move, activate your faith, God may want you around the corner. That's where your blessing is. But you sitting in your house, sitting on the couch, and the blessing is waiting on you. Amen. So we're saying tonight from Purpose Kingdom, from Purpose Kingdom Network, like we said again, this was the 944th episode. This is the turning point. The title is Moving On. And we may pick this up again, but what is it, this week, honey, coming up?
Yeah.
We'll be on vacation.
We'll be back the date. The day when we come back. The 6th. It'll be the 6th of July, right after my birthday.
Yeah, she gonna be a cop 2 times over. But
amen. But, we thank you for tuning in to the Turning Point.
What was the title?
Purpose Kingdom Network, 944th episode. And the topic was moving on. And we're going to continue this because we want y'all out there, especially the married couple, certain things in your marriage that you have to move on from.
Yes.
You have to let go. You have to have that forgiveness. And I want y'all to get to that point where you can look back and laugh. Look back and say, oh, wow, we made it over.
You don't know how.
You don't. Grace and mercy did it.
That's right.
God carried you through some things. But tell your story. Amen.
This is the Turning Point. Elder Charles Lee, Reverend Warren Lee, he's signing out. And we asking you to move on.
Yay! Hey, my grandbaby, Joe!
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. He set me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose. Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
I will never see defeat another day that I'm living.
Nah.
Why? The devil's still fighting my father when he gon' lose. Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved?
Nah.
The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead. But I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus is
dead.
New and daily, so the negativity in my head.
Yeah.
I've been delivered from fear, so I ain't never scared. Attacked and suffering, living, learning to love again. And count it all joy every time, that's the way it's been. I pray for fear because I'm pressing towards the mark.
Yeah.
Embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark. Dark clouds hovering over me must be moved.
Okay.
I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let them have it, so should you.
Yeah.
With Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm going to lose.
Nah.
That was me.
I will not lose.
That saved me.
I will not lose.
Set me free.
I will not lose.
Nah.
The devil wanna see me strong.
Nah.
The devil wanna see me down.
Nah.
Yeah. I will not lose.
Hate it or love it, I'm in the Lord's army.
It ain't nothing you can do that can harm me.
Nah.
I'm on the mission planting seeds like I'm farming.
Yep.
The devil think he's slick, he think he's so charming. But I'm making sure I answer the call. With God, I will never fall, so I ain't worried at all. His peace carries me when I don't understand. The name of the one who sent me is I am. What you want me to do, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Problems that I thought I had, Lord, you solved them. I'm covered by the blood, so I am protected. I thank the just one who died and resurrected. And how I've been selected to carry on his word to the lost, to the sick, and those who never heard.
Yeah.
It's so amazing the confidence I have in Christ. I stand with my Holy Ghost swag.
That
saved
me.
I will not lose.
That saved me.
I will not lose.
Set me free.
I will not lose.
I will
nah.
Not
nah.
Lose.
The devil wanna see me strong.
Nah.
The devil wanna see me down.
Nah.
I will not lose.
Can the rain fall? Can the wind blow? And the storm is knocking at my door. I will not fear. I won't shed a tear.